The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Saito Tejaniya says, in the beginning of our practice, we will notice that there are thoughts. After some time, we will begin to understand that this is the mind. Realizing this means we are at a different level of understanding wisdom. We're at a different level of understanding. Wisdom has started realizing that thought is just a mind. At another point, Saito Tejaniya says, if you are not aware, you cannot know that you are thinking. The fact that you recognize that you are thinking means that you are aware. So again, instead of immediately taking up some kind of meditation technique, instead of that, let the dust clear and the mind settle, the body settle into a natural ease as much as is possible now. The body finding its natural ease, the mind finding a natural ease. Understanding this possibility of just being, knowing that at this time we're free from duties and responsibilities. Don't need to prove anything. Don't need to attain or get somewhere. And so the very simple subjective reality that we're faced with is activity of the mind, all kinds of subtle and not so subtle activity of the mind, including the feeling tone or the emotional charge that goes with thoughts and images that come and go. All against this backdrop of the physicality of sitting and of hearing sound and seeing sights. All this activity of body and mind, all this activity, of course, is the movement that is being known. Thoughts, content, image can be at least understood as a movement, something that arises and then passes. Sounds also can be seen as this kind of movement, that a sound arises and then passes. Sensation the same. And all of that movement of body and mind happening here. You can call the here the space of the mind if you want, or the space of now, here and now. The space of knowing, space of the mind. So there is this open space and the activities of body and mind that arise and pass away in this space. So let's just sit and clarify that basic, this basic subjective reality. There's the space of knowing or space of mind and different activities that arise in that space and are being known, come and go and are being known. And so this means that everything that is being known is one of these activities that are coming and going. And the fact that it is being known means there's this space here in which things are being known. The space that's, in a sense, illuminated by awareness that recognizes what comes and goes here in the space at the present moment. And the first step is to recognize that this activity of mind, the images and thoughts, the content that's coming and going, to recognize this activity in and of itself. It's just thinking, being known, or image, an image being known, an emotional flavor being felt. So seeing these activities of mind in and of themselves, not in terms of a bigger story, personal story, but just as a mental activity being known. So let's take a couple minutes and just on this basic level of mindfulness, can the mind be recognized as just a thought, just an image being known? Remember, we're not trying to stop the mental activity. It has complete permission to come and go, to do what it's going to do. And of course, it's not uncommon. In fact, it's quite common that this mental activity will have something to do with the practice. Doesn't matter what the content is, of course. Just a thought, just an emotion, just an image. And then quite naturally, as we get some continuity or some momentum, you can begin to intuit whether this thought stream, this series of thoughts and images and emotions, whether it's leading to contraction or attachment, constricted state of mind, tight state of mind, or whether the particular mental activity is in the direction of a releasing of that very same tightness, kind of opening up or lightening up of the mind. In other words, see if you can begin to discern the particular skillfulness or unskillfulness of a little thought sequence, mental activity sequence. And again, remember that it's pretty likely that that thought sequence that you observe will have something to do with the practice you're doing right now. And so just, if you can, noticing whether it appears skillful or unskillful or maybe mixed. So we're talking about the presence or absence of the unwholesome or wholesome roots, greed, anger, delusion, a renunciation, kindness, compassion. Bringing a lot of care to this interest in the heart, in the mind. You might notice some tension if you're thinking that you have to look at the mind. So in an unconscious way, you might actually, even if your eyes are closed, be thinking or feeling like you have to look in order to see the mind. So you can let that go. Not about looking at the mind or feeling the mind even. The mind is already here. It's already expressing itself. So to notice the mind has more to do with relaxation than it does about looking at something. In the most simple way, recognizing if things are getting tight or things are becoming more released. Interested in the lawfulness of either of these two developments, more tight, more released. It's also possible to be interested in the energy level of the mind, too much energy, kind of scatteredness or wiriness, restlessness, or perhaps too little energy, a sinking feeling, heavy feeling, contracted feeling. So you can actually name what's noticed or acknowledge it. Even be intimate with the quality of energy in the mind now. Maybe it's balanced, feels just right. When things begin to settle down, we can begin to notice, just naturally notice, the development of the mind toward samadhi. And the first thing we can notice that's right here in the mind, in the space of the mind or the space of the heart, if that space is being narrowed by the activity of wanting or struggling or the basic pushing and pulling of struggle? Or is the mind what you could call great or expanded, which is really just the absence of that kind of struggling? So the mind has a more spacious, open quality, precisely because that space isn't being filled with a struggle. Again, it's not about judging, but just noticing how it is. Contracted mind or expanded mind? Narrow mind or great mind, as it's said in the text? Be interested in the presence of the jhanic factors, like a resonant, sustaining quality of the mind. It's likened to the resonance of a beautiful bell, where you hear that ongoing sound after the strike. The mind is really able to attend in a continuous way. Not fragmented, flitting here, flitting there. And the quality of joy, a lightness of the mind. Feelings, qualities of flow, lightness, flow, waves of pleasant energy. Even if it's quite subtle, it doesn't have to be grand. Like a cool breeze in the mind, in the heart. Quality of champagne bubbles everywhere. Or more resonant ease or relaxation of the heart. a melting, softening, a falling away of boundaries and rigidities. Quality of stillness. Is the stillness or concentration of the mind really stable, resilient? Or is it still feeble? Is the mind still capable of being pushed around by likes and dislikes? Concentrated mind has a quality of being held, or quality of solidity, deeply rooted in the present, unmoving in the present. Is this a mind still affected by craving or liberated from the effects of craving? Taking a moment and feeling a deep gratitude to be able to study the heart, the mind in this way. Sensing that this heart here, this mind here, is truly an amazing, mostly unexamined treasure. So much to learn here, so much to uncover. Clearly a worthy exploration.